Hello, my name is Tasha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm calling to ask a question. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. Well, maybe you can help us. Okay. My son and I both had an appointment, and I still have mine, at Clark County Health Department on March the 2nd. It's been set up. We've gotten emails that we have it. He is a teacher professor at UAH, and also he has a chronic asthma problem. He has to work basically from home except when he teaches a class, you know. And that's why he, and then I'm 73 years old. So we had it set up, and all at once, he looked to view his appointment, which is March the 2nd. It's sometime like 10:15 or 10:30, I'd have to look. And it says, you no longer, this appointment is canceled, or you no longer. Now, mine's still there, but his is gone. And he's called them. And they said the only person that could look at it or tell about it is not there today. And he's going crazy because he might die from it if he got it. He's got such bad asthma. And I just wondered if y'all could check into it. I mean, y'all are the boss.
This is just a pre-registration line. We cannot see their appointments. Once we submit once we take his information over here and we sent it over to the Clark County Health Department, is in their system, then we can no longer see it anymore. We just do the pre-registration. Once we pre-register them, they do the final registration. They reach out to you with an available appointment time and date like they did. You said they emailed them.
Why would they just all at once? I mean, they didn't send an email or anything saying, we've canceled your appointment. He just looked on it. They sent a text with the appointment on it, and it said, look at or whatever your appointment or edit, something like that. And he clicked on that, and it said, this appointment does not exist. Now, I got the same text on my phone, and I did that. I looked at mine,
okay,
and it was there.
They're probably saying that he don't qualify there, but like I was saying, I can't give you any information on that because I do not know. The only people that can answer that is the Clark County Health Department. So if you would like to wait till the person that can look up that information come back in and call them back and ask them, they'll be able to help you with that. But I can't answer why they told him that his appointment is unavailable anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they made it because, you know, you had to fill out the questionnaire about, you know, like mine was because I'm 73 years old. But his was because of conditions, you know, his health conditions, his asthma and all that. Plus, he's a teacher, and they... You know, and just yesterday, we've had the appointments like 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, you know, his is saying this, it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
so he's about to go crazy. Well, so you would say the best thing to do is call back to tomorrow maybe and see if that person is there. And they can look into it. And see. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because they have
all
everything
right
in their system now. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.